Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha. We are the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, I've got a wonderful guest today for you, Jonathan Robinson. Jonathan Robinson is a certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. So he is a past life regression expert. You can find out more about Jonathan Robinson and his wonderful work at his website, journeysintopastlives.com. Welcome, Jonathan Robinson.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jonathan Robinson, you are a hypnotherapist, and many hypnotherapists specialize in different things like stopping smoking or something like that. How did you get interested in past life regression?
Well, I've always wondered the big picture questions in life. What happens after we die? Who runs the world? What's our purpose? And after college, I read several self-development books, and I came across Michael Newton's work one day at the health food store. My whole body started vibrating like I knew this was important, and I went home, couldn't even sleep that night. I was so excited, but I'm a skeptic. So I read his work, Michael Newton's Journey of Souls, Destiny of Souls, and Dolores Cannon is another past life author that's well known. Read all of her books. I said, if they can do that, I can too. And I got certified in Reiki and hypnotherapy. One after another, most of my clients, almost all of my clients, went into their past lives. If that was their intention, I do clinical and metaphysical. But the past life regression is really what is my passion.
All right. So for our audience, will you explain for us what exactly is a past life?
Yeah. So imagine your life as a book. And in this book, there's many chapters. Right now, we're in the chapter of your current incarnation. And in the future chapters, the pages are blank. And in the past chapters, they're already written, memories of our past lives. So in regression therapy, we can go back to childhood and alleviate trauma. And if we ask the right questions, we can go back even further and find the source of fears, phobias, birthmarks. It's kind of like the theory of reincarnation. And currently over half the world believes in it. Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, Jainism, they all still, they're for that. But it's less religious. It's not strict guidelines. It's very spiritual. It's going into, past lives, lives we lived before.
So Jonathan Robinson, based on your experience and working with many clients over the years, how many past lives does the average person have had?
Oh, that's a hard question. Probably hundreds. So hundreds is what I came to. It takes a while in Earth school. It's a hard place to incarnate on. We wake up with amnesia. We don't remember. We have to figure it out. And so we get many chances to balance the yin and the yang, the karma, the soul's contracts. But we come here to learn and progress, be in service and help others, and to celebrate. And each life learns different lessons, and it takes us a while to elevate.
Now, in my 32 years full-time experience in natural healing, I've studied natural healing literally all over the world. And like you, I have also studied hypnotherapy and past life regression. It's not what I do, but as a medical intuitive healer, sometimes when I look at patterns, like health patterns, because most people come to me because they want to solve a health issue, and I look at when did this start? And usually it's something from this lifetime, but sometimes the pattern actually started in a past life. And the issue is something that we you started in a past life, and then we keep going, right? And so I can affirm and validate your work because I've studied this myself. And for example, I know that as a medical intuitive healer, this is not the first lifetime that I have done this kind of work. And I've done past life regressions and discovered that I have done this work in many other lifetimes, right?
Yeah, I do see that patterns and cycles. So if you're, I've done sessions with all walks of life, people from all different countries and religions, and really, I do see patterns or cycles. So if someone's a psychic in this life, they might have been a witch or a herbalist in their past lives. So they, the essence of your character and personality will carry over into different bodies, but you'll want to fulfill that same mission to help people. And so we can reinforce those positive attributes. And if there's challenges or negative traumas that keep repeating, we can identify those, see those reflections, and alleviate those, because just like trauma from childhood, that emotion gets trapped in the body somewhere until it gets released. And that's what we do with these sessions. We not only view it as an observer, but we are able to release it with some of my energy clearing techniques that I'm sure you're familiar with.
Now, Jonathan Robinson, what exactly is a past life regression? If somebody was to come to you, what would they actually experience?
Yeah, so I'm not a psychic. I guide my clients into a deep state of relaxation called hypnotherapy. If you want to call it meditation, that's the closest association. It's a guided meditation, guys. We guide you into a deep state of relaxation, and by asking the right questions in these sessions, my clients are able to view visions, seeings, knowings, or feelings of their past life experiences like a daydream. And don't worry, you won't experience anything unpleasant. It's the higher self knows what to show you and what not to show you. The session will be guided by your higher self, not me or you. The higher self is much wiser. It'll show you what is most important and relevant. And they're able to view these scenes as an observer, get reflections. Whatever comes to the surface would be most important. And we usually go to three past lives. The session's about 2.5 hours. I record the audio, send that, and most of my sessions are online because after the first minute, whether we're in person or online, your eyes are closed. As long as you can hear my voice, it's like I'm right there.
Now, can everyone experience past life regressions, or are there some people who can't go there?
I feel everyone can do this. I'm confident that we all have had past lives. And if not, you would go to the spirit realm and experience something that to help you. I think people can do this on their own, actually. But just like having a guide to guide you up a mountain or across the ocean, you know, something unexpected might happen. The guide will know what to do in those situations. And it just makes them feel more comfortable and safer. So a guide can really help you get you there. Especially one that has experience, and it helps if you meditate, if you're consistent with your work, but you don't have to believe in it for it to work. When I started this, I was doing sessions with friends and friends of friends, and I would just tell them, hey, it's a spiritual session, be open-minded. And a lot of them went into their past lives without, and I don't even say the word in the script. So it's like gravity. Gravity works whether you believe in it or not. So it's just, we talk about it like it's a matter of fact, but I encourage people to do their own research and to start reading some books on the topic. They're really fascinating.
So I'd love for you to share perhaps one of your most profound client stories, a client story where you were helping somebody deal with their past life that brought them profound healing in this lifetime.
Yeah, I can share a couple stories. So one of my first sessions was with a 500-pound lady. She tried everything to lose the weight, pills, juice cleanses. It just wasn't happening. And so we did a past life regression. She went into a past life as one of the most beautiful, stunning women of the time. It was 500 years ago or in the dark ages in a castle. She was one of the king's servants, like a concubine or priestess, and there was a good king, and she was picked to do that. She was honored, and she had a great time. Men and women envied her because she was so beautiful. One day, the good king was poisoned by the bad king. The bad king took over. He cast a shadow over all of the palace, and he would pick on her a lot because she was so pretty. And this was like torture for her. No one liked him, and he mistreated everyone, including her. And so she started eating compulsively for comfort and safety to fill that void that was there. She made a vow to never be beautiful again, and that she felt like that would protect her from getting hurt by this situation. That vow carried over to this lifetime. She gained so much weight after the session. After we released that, she reports losing at least 100 pounds, hundreds of pounds, and living a more normal life, finding love too, because she was unable to do that before. So she filled herself with that self-worth, that knowing, and she made a great next chapter of her life.
That's a beautiful story. Okay, I'm going to share one from my experience. Now, again, I'm not a hypnotherapist like you, but again, I'm validating. So, briefly, I remember years ago working with a gentleman, and initially he brought his daughter to me because she had some learning disabilities. Well, I helped his daughter so much that the school said, "What happened to your daughter? She's so much better." Well, he was an international businessman and he became my client. And what was interesting was that why he came to me was he had chronic back pain that he couldn't alleviate. And again, I am a yoga teacher of 31 years experience. I know all about, the physical aspect of healing back pain. Well, in a nutshell, all of his back pain started in a past life where he had been in a dungeon where he was tortured. And by resolving those past life issues, then his back pain went away. So, will you share another wonderful story from your work?
Yeah, apps, and I've seen that before. When someone gets hurt at a certain age, they might get hurt at a similar age in the next lifetime, so that carries over until we learn these lessons. So I just did a session with a young lady from California. She's a performer. She's a singer in this life, and before the session, she didn't even tell me she had a phobia of elevators or close spaces. And she would bring snacks just in case she would get caught up in the elevator. And it was kind of this thing. It was so normal for her. And, we all have these things that are normal for us, but maybe aren't for other people. And we kind of suppress these things. But it's really good to, we all have trauma. We can either let it run our lives, or we can take care of it. We can raise our vibration by empowering and healing ourselves. So she also had a fear of Egypt. She never been there. She doesn't know much about it, but she just knows she doesn't want to go back there. And we did a session with her. She went into two past lives, and her third past life, we went to Egypt. In Egypt, she was a priestess. She was a beautiful priestess. She would sing her rituals and spiritual songs. And I mentioned, or a few times in the session, she mentioned how the Pharaoh was very angry. He was very mean, disrespectful. And one day she was serving the Pharaoh, and she stood up for herself. She put her foot down, said, "You can't treat us like that. I'm not going to have this." I don't know the exact words, but it wasn't pleasant. Well, back then, the Pharaoh had the power to do what he likes with people that misbehave. And he sentenced her to the dungeon. It's a deep part of the pyramids, and it was like a basement area. She reported feeling cold. She was shivering in the session, and it was cold and musty. She was locked in a very small room, very like 6 by 6 size room, and she was left there to die. She starved to death before she died. Well, that correlates with this life. Her singing voice, right? And so her sing she we found out why she's scared of elevators. She doesn't need to text her mom every time she goes in an elevator in case she was missing anymore. Snacks, I'm not sure if she's that's a priority as much anymore because she knows what happened now. And you know, her voice, she stood up for herself and got punished. Well, we were able to identify that, alleviate that, and her throat, her voice sounds different now. It's deeper tone, confident, and she's reports being able to perform without hesitation anymore.
Very cool. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Jonathan Robinson, a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Jonathan Robinson, hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. What are the benefits of past life regression therapy?
Well, people do this for a lot of reasons. Spiritual growth, alleviating trauma. A lot of people come to me when they're stuck. They feel stuck. They're maybe for months or years with grief or career or whatever it may be. And these types of sessions give you a different perspective on not only healing your past traumas in life that you might be holding on to, and also gives you clarity on next steps and purpose moving forward. What would truly make you happy? Because true authenticity is a high vibration. It's unconditional loving yourself and not being afraid to show you who you are, your style, do your creative outlets. So it gives us confidence moving forward.
Wonderful. Now, it's my belief and experience in my 32 years experience in natural healing that many times when we're really good at something, like I used the past life regression therapy to understand, like, how did I become a medical intuitive? Because I've had people say the level of skill you have cannot be taught or learned. It's just something I just know how to do. Well, come to find out, again, I've had multiple past lives where I've done this sort of work. How can past life regression therapy help people discover their hidden strengths?
Yeah. In my past lives, I was a leader and a magician. I was a real sorcerer, actually. And so it can give us confidence in our natural abilities that we all have. So we've acquire, imagine there's 1,000 ancestors walking behind us and they all are supporting us all the time. That would give you a lot of confidence, wouldn't it? And imagine if we've seen past lives of us as a leader of our community or a good parent, a loving mother or father, someone who's just there for the family. And so it'll show us in different ways what'll come to the surface is what's most important for us to see. And it can really give us a lot of confidence that we've been herbalists before. They called them witches back then, unfortunately. And if you're afraid of fire, you might have gotten by the mob. But it's so we can alleviate that and give us confidence moving forward, less weighed down with challenges. But it can also show us, we've been a successful business person before. We've had money before. We've started that business before. So anything, what your intentions will guide the session to sh and it'll show you what you need to see.
Now, what can people learn from having past life regression therapy?
It's kind of like when we dream, before we dream, we put make an intention for what the higher self shows us. So before these, I have all my clients write out a list of questions. Why do I feel the way I do? Why did I have to experience this trauma or pain? What's the purpose of this happening in my life? I had someone with deep shame, but they didn't have anything that was from this lifetime. They went into a past life regression as a general of a Japanese army. The entire army got wiped out, but he survived. And there it's very much honor. And he felt so bad that all of his troops died, but he didn't. And he felt bad in the rest of that life. And that carried over to this life as shame. And that gets caught up in the psoas a lot of times. But we were able to see why they felt like that and alleviate that. So it can give you a much deeper perspective on perhaps things that are unexplained, why you feel the way you feel.
Now, Jonathan Robinson, as a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression therapy, I'm sure that you have people set a specific intention. Like you mentioned, the lady who was very overweight. What is a typical intention for a person coming to you for past life regression therapy?
Yeah, I always ask about any unexplained fears or phobias or birthmarks, even a lot of birthmarks come from past life trauma, inflicted wounds with an emotional charge. A lot of people ask, are they on the right path? What is their purpose? What would truly make me happy if I pursue? A lot of people are stuck, so it helps them see why they're stuck. Imagine our mind is like a computer, and our computer hasn't been turned off in a few years, and there's all these programs running in it. It's slowing it down. And these sessions and meditation gives us a chance to reset, just turn off the analytical mind. That's what hypnosis is. It's shutting down the critical factor, the analytical mind. We go into the theta frequency, and that's the frequency of hypnosis right below dreaming and right above meditation. Most channelers go into that frequency when they do their work. And so we're able to clear up the cache or all the programs that are running. And we're able to see clearly what would truly make us happy. And a lot of times we need to let go. The ego holds on to things and it helps us let go of things and just move forward more confidently.
Now, I know that when I've done past life regression therapy, I remember in one of my sessions, I had a recollection of the time when I died. And it was interesting because in that particular lifetime, I was the medicine woman for an Indian tribe. And I was also kind of like the seer, and I would sort of direct the tribe, like, now we need to move here, or now we need to move there. And when it was time for me to die, I basically went off into the woods by myself. Like I knew that it was my time and I just accepted it. But in recollecting my own death, there was no fear. I felt no fear. I only felt peace and understanding. Is there anything for people to fear about a past life regression therapy?
Only that you will come out of it changed and better and higher vibration, and you'll be more courageous afterward. The reptilian mind, or the ego, the conscious mind, fears the unknown automatically because we seek comfort, because comfort kept us safe and we didn't die. Anything unknown has a possibility of being harmful, but it could be wonderful and amazing as well. Hypnosis is just a guided meditation, and you're never asleep or unaware. You're actually in a heightened state of awareness. I actually will be asking the clients what's happening a lot of the time, so they'll be kind of reporting back to me. So I'm with you the whole time, guiding you and helping you. But it's I think it I really am proud of my clients. They're courageous. They're doing this unknown thing, and they're coming out of it changed and better and alleviated. For some people, they're stuck, and living their life the way they're living is more scary than this unknown thing. And so I'd say try it. I have a lot of testimonials on my YouTube about my clients, but it's very gentle, like Reiki energy. It's You don't experience anything unpleasant. We're an observer, and we're just here to learn these lessons.
Yes, I can affirm again, even when I remember times when I was passing away, there was no fear. It was just like I was observing it. I was at peace about it and accepting of my choice. Now, as a medical intuitive healer of 32 years, learning and interviewing wonderful people like you and practicing my craft for 32 years has changed me as a person. I'm a healthier person and a happier person as a result of my work. How has leading past life regression therapy sessions over the years changed you as a soul?
I love that question. I haven't been asked that on podcasts yet, and it's wonderful. And for everyone out there, perhaps that's maybe new at holistic healing or whatever it may whatever modality you're into, they're all just tools to help people, and the universe will bring you the right people at the right time. It's very good at that. We call it coincidences or synchronicities, but it's wild to see. I'll be experiencing an issue or challenge, and universe will bring me a client who's experiencing something similar, and I'll see my it like a mirror, a reflection of what's happening with me, and I'll be like, oh, I need to work on that too, and I'll kind of use that session to raise my vibration, because we all holistic practitioners have a few things in common. One is a healing journey, so that is we've felt sick or challenged or depressed or in pain. Western medicine failed us, and we sought out holistic practices instead. And now we want to share our secrets with other people, or share how to do that to better the world. And unfortunately, some practitioners aren't all the way healed yet. And we all it's a spectrum. We all go through turbulence and chaos, but it's good to keep in mind our vibration and raise our awareness and health, and mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so it's always good to do that. And yeah, it has absolutely helped me with a lot of things, and I'm grateful and thankful for what I do.
Well, I agree that as a practitioner, you can only take people as far as you've gone yourself, right? So, for example, if you had a problem with an addiction and you're going to a therapist and they've never encountered that problem or they haven't solved that problem in themselves, they're not going to be able to bring you all the way home, right? Now, part of your work has to do with when the soul enters the body. So from your experience, when does the soul enter the body? I'm interested in your answer to this question.
I love that question, because it's been a question I've wondered a long time, just like what happens after we die. I have lots of sources on that, but when does the soul enter the body? It was a good question, because we every religion, everyone knows we have a soul. We're not just this physical being. When does it enter the body? Well, in some religions, they think it's on conception. Others think it's when the sperm enters the egg. Others, on the first breath. And from my research, one reading many, Dolores Cannon has a book in Between Lives that talks about this. Michael Newton has a few books. And so researching it with spiritual authors, as well as my own research, when I talk to the higher self or super consciousness comes through my clients, I'm able to ask them really any question. And sometimes I ask them this, and a lot of times they say it's between the sixth and eighth month of the baby being in the womb. It said between the sixth and eighth month, it's different. It's kind of different. So it's not a concrete answer, but if we enter too early, we just get bored because we're this spirit. We're a fraction of our higher self comes into this body. And we, you know, when we sleep at night, we go off into our dreamland and come back. But we go into the sixth and eighth month to be there for the mom, comfort the mom, the baby and the mom communicate telepathically. They can feel each other's energy and to get used to the neural pathways of the mind and body and the baby's body. And from my research, that's about the time where the soul typically enters. It can enter sooner if for reasons and later, but that's about the average.
Okay, fascinating. And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Jonathan Robinson, a hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression. We'll be right back.
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Jonathan Robinson, how can past life regression therapy help us find clarity and purpose in our lives in this lifetime?
Well, it's all to help the current life. It's all to help the challenges we're facing now. We'll see reflections of those in our past lives that we visit. If we do a past life regression 5 years ago or 5 years in the future, it'll be different than the past lives we see now, depending on the relevance of the situations that we're currently going through. So some people feel perhaps stuck or grief or relationship troubles, and it'll help by showing them reflections of the challenges that they're currently facing. And we're able to alleviate that. And I believe we heal on all timelines when we do this, because in the spirit world, it's time is kind of happening all at once. But as a human, our perception is, you know, baby, adult, you know, old person. And so that's why we call them past lives, because it's just easier to concept to remember or conceptuate.
Now, how can past life regression therapy empower physical healing?
Well, sometimes aches and pains come from past life challenges or trauma. So if there's an emotional if there's a death scene that's traumatic and there's an emotional charge, that can carry over because just like when we touch a hot stove when we're little, we know not to do that. Our hand just goes away. That's our subconscious protecting us. So it'll try to protect us from those traumas happening again to keep us alive. So I had a client who has aches and pains in his left shoulder and a birthmark there. We went into a past life. He was a Native American Indian jumping across a river, trying to impress a girl he liked. And he fell on the river. He slipped and went over this waterfall, broke his shoulder. It was a really deep break. And back then, they didn't have the medical to be able to like fix it properly. So he couldn't draw back a bow. He was really one with his body, but he wasn't able to use his body as much anymore. He lost the girl. So it was very emotional. That carried over as aches and pains in and a birthmark. Well, after the session, we were able to alleviate that and find out what happened. And he reports back not having those aches and pains anymore. The birthmark is still there, but the aches and pains went away. So, yeah, if I heard someone fall out of a tree and they hurt their back in a past life, and currently they have back pain in the same spot. Well, we're able to identify what happened and send higher self sends healing there, and it typically they feel a lot better afterward. So everything in the spiritual manifests into the physical, where our physical body is a delayed copy of our energy body. It's what they tell me.
Yes, and again, I can affirm everything you're saying. And the way that I like to explain it as a medical intuitive healer, I talk about the five levels of healing. This soul, okay, and when you go into past life regression therapy, you're talking to your soul. The soul controls your mind controls your emotions controls your energy body, and the energy body controls the physical body. So, but by the time we have dis-ease on the physical body, the issues have been in our energy field for some time. And when we want to heal, we have to heal all the way out. You have to heal the physical, the energy body, the emotions, the thoughts and beliefs that created the issue, and then also the issues at the soul level. Now, I have an interesting question for you. As a medical intuitive healer, and this is an unusual thing, but it does happen, sometimes what I find is that an individual is running more than one lifetime simultaneously, right? And I believe there is even some TV show, I'm not sure the name of it, where that is happening. But I do find sometimes that people are running more than one lifetime simultaneously. And it causes a lot of problems because it means your energy is split, right? If you're living in, Scotland 300 years ago and now. So have you found issues where people are living more than one lifetime simultaneously?
I have, and I've read stories about it and had clients like that, but it is very rare, or from what I've experienced is a little bit more rare. And so yeah, our consciousness in our body is a fraction of the energy of our higher self. So we can do parallel lives to learn more lessons quicker. So we're here to learn lessons and progress and help others and be in service and to celebrate. And so if perhaps we want to alleviate more karma or get our soul's contracts, missions done faster, we can choose to do that. It's you get kudos or it's more challenging that way. I do have one story about that, and I had a really spiritual healer person come to me, and we did a past life regression. And she went into a past life as a being with blue skin on a spaceship above Earth. She's had a close encounter in this lifetime, and we went to that scene of that close encounter, and it was her higher self checking on her, monitoring her, giving her downloads, and putting her back. So it was very interesting because these sessions most of the time go to Earth past lives because that's what most people are ready to see. But some of my higher, spiritually intuitive people go into off planet past lives, in between lives, and whatever lessons the higher self thinks that are best for them.
Yes, and as a medical intuitive healer, I call that parallel universe integration, where again the individual is leading more than one lifetime simultaneously. And as you said, it usually happens with people who are quite spiritually ambitious, where they're trying to get their soul is trying to learn many lessons simultaneously, right? And I'm laughing because that can, sometimes life can be hard enough, right? So, what are some common myths about past life regression that you'd like to clear up for
Well,
the audience?
yeah, let's clear up some myths. One, well, hypnosis is just a guided meditation. It's you, it's you're never asleep or unaware. You're aware the whole time. Two, past life regression, we hear a lot of stories of I was a famous person or a celebrity in my past lives. I was Napoleon, and that's just not the case. That could be true. I've had some sessions where people were historical figures and they were able to answer questions and identify those. However, that's very rare. It's just the stories and highlights. And that's our ego talking a lot of times. Our soul or higher self doesn't care whether we're a famous person or a king or queen. And I went into this out of curiosity at first of ancient times and civilizations and Egypt and Atlantis, but what I've realized is it doesn't matter. It matters that you get the healing and empowerment that you deserve from the session, whether you're an indigenous tribe member or a farmer or just working in a small town. The point is that you get the healing that you deserve from the session. You see those insights that will help your evolution best.
So, how can past life regression therapy help us discover our true soul gifts? Because I truly believe that if you're alive on this planet in this lifetime, there's something that you and you alone can contribute. And you're a unique vibration, and many of us have done our work in many lifetimes. So, how can this work help us discover our true soul gifts?
Yeah, that's really good because we're all special and unique, and kind of school like teaches us to conform, and if we step out of line, we might get made fun of, and really we all have a unique fingerprint, a unique voice and style, and you in tapping into that true authentic self more, we're all just puzzle pieces in this giant puzzle, and we all fit in a certain way. So being yourself and doing what makes you happy is really important. And through this work, we're able to see perhaps several lifetimes of us fulfilling that destiny of being a leader or a good parent or a business owner or a spiritual healer. A lot of my clients have been Reiki, like really powerful Reiki practitioners that could move water fountains, the water coming out with their hands, or they would put Reiki into an object and sell these objects, and the person would get lucky or have better relationships or mend themselves. So there's lots of wonderful stories, and it's so unique. Every session is like improv to me. I don't know whether you're going to go to a desert or ocean or a forest, and from there I guide you through the meaningful scenes from that lifetime, and we gain the lessons. And everyone's so different, and that's why I love it. It's so special every session.
I agree with you because every soul is unique, right? So, Jonathan Robinson, what do you really want people to know or learn about past life regression therapy?
Well, I'd really like everyone to learn, no. That love is the only way. Be the change you wish to see in the world. And I believe through this work, it'll help alleviate fear of death. It's actually we actually feel so wonderful in the spirit realm. They say the love there is, this universe is built on love, is the vibration. And so when we're there, we just feel so good. And that's why when we meditate and we tap into that we can feel that bliss and that love come through us. And through past lives, we know that we've all been male and female, rich and poor, dark skin, light skin, all different cultures and walks of life. So I hope that we see each other as spirits or essence of who we are and not the physical differences, alleviating a lot of discrimination and tapping into just not viewing each other as the physical differences, more just your energy, how kind you are, how much value do you bring, how entertaining and insightful, and are just loving people are. So that's mostly what I want. And also, we all have a trauma. Everyone's a little different in the spectrum. And I want people to understand how this work can help people. I chose this because it's very efficient and effective way to guide people into a deep state of relaxation to heal themselves. I don't heal anyone. I hold space for them to empower themselves. And so eliminating those dark cords or things holding us back to be that best version of them. And so I want to get this work out more. A lot of times hypnosis is viewed as scary from Hollywood or whatever, and it's really not. It's a superpower tool that we can use. I do it every day on myself, like 20 minutes, relax. It's a lot easier than meditation. Meditation's still and silent. Guided hypnosis is like a guided meditation. So that's mostly what I'd like to help people with.
So final question, Jonathan Robinson, how can past life regression therapy empower us to overcome our fear of death?
Yeah, well, knowing that it's not the end, you know, we want to keep us ourselves alive and go on, but knowing that it's not the end, guys, we've incarnated once, you can do it again. And on the other side, it's so loving. And what I've realized with after what happens in between lives or after death is we meet with our spirit guide and close, perhaps family relative that greets us on the death scene. It feels like a weight is lifted. Our ego is dissolved completely, our physical body. And we let go of all that junk. We really doesn't matter. And so then there's a few milestones that we hit. We go to a place of healing to heal from our earth trauma because we acquire a lot here. We do a life review. So we review our lives. And so there's no judge or no one that's criticizing us for how well we didn't do. We are our own biggest critics. So we view things in our life. And so helping others, being in service, progressing is what's important. But there's no punishment, guys. That's not what happens. And we meet with our spirit group, a group of like-minded souls, about 20 that we incarnate with. Maybe one life, your soulmates. Maybe one life, they're the mom and you're the parent or a child. So we switch places and roles to learn different lessons. Akashic records, we can view different things to learn more. And then we choose our next incarnation. We don't have a say of anything, but we get a choice of about 3 to 5 bodies, perhaps. Oh, I want to learn violin in San Francisco or a dancer in Pittsburgh, you know, so we can kind of choose that. And then we get ready to incarnate again. So, I hope it'll alleviate people of that fear. It'll help people grow and progress and make this world a better place.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer. You can find out more about me at catherinekerrigan.com and on limitedenergynow.com. Our guest today has been Jonathan Robinson, and you can find out Jonathan Robinson and his wonderful work at his website, journeysintopastlives.com. And remember, you are a soul having a human experience. And when we go into our past lives, we can gain tremendous insight about our life now. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.